State trivia?
Sure. Wait, what? State trivia?
What is the state fossil?
Probably some sort of mosquito.
That was good.
You know this one? I've asked you this before.
Yeah, there is a state trilobite, but
you're right. There you go.
That's a legit thing.
That was like deep in my.
You have the blue book. This reason I've caught you on that before. So talk to me.
Okay.
Don't worry about the peanut gallery.
Sounds good.
Let's start with explaining the technicalities here. Sure. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be confused just at the idea of Delta 8, Delta 10, Delta 9, and why does it look like you're selling something that they think is illegal in Wisconsin?
Sure. So basically in 2018, when they came out with the Farm Bill, we realized that they specifically said a certain percentage of Delta 9 was what's, you know, not allowed. As long as you're under that, you're good. Well, at the time, I don't think too many people were aware of all the different forms of THC or how you could convert it or readily get it. And in finding, hey, wait a second, so we can grow hemp, which is legal, and then infuse it with Delta 8 THC, and that's legal because we're still under the Delta 9 THC. But I think a lot of people didn't realize that Delta 8 could actually give you very similar effects, and if anything, just a little cleaner of like a headspace, but still that calming, relaxing kind of vibe that you would get from your traditional marijuana. And I think they just tested the market to say, hey, if we think we can do this, we can try it. And when the first store in Appleton took off the way it did, it was like, okay, we got to ramp up production, get a few more locations, and it just has kept going and going and going.
So what is behind you? What's that? What's in these jars?
So you are going to be looking here at Delta 8 THC flower. So it's grown as hemp, which has no or very minimal and legal amounts of trace amounts of Delta 9 THC. So normally it wouldn't give you any psychoactive effects, but we are able to infuse that with Delta 8 THC, which is simply CBD converted to Delta 8, and then you can get those similar effects. So looks, tastes, smells exactly the same, but it is legal in Wisconsin.
Because when that bill was being passed, mm-hmm. the line that everyone used is you have to smoke a whole bale of hemp
right.
to get high.
Right.
And that's still true literally.
Yes, literally correct.
But when it comes in here,
right,
you're able to almost combine elements of the law.
Correct. So essentially, and this works very well for Wisconsinites, unfortunately, so we can't sell Budweiser, but we can sell Bud and A that's infused with alcohol 8 or 10. And then you can get that very similar effect, same taste, just like you would with a non-alcoholic, if you could alcohol to it, if you will. Mm-hmm. So
in effect, do we need legalized weed in Wisconsin? How would that be different from what we have here?
I would think so, just because, like you see how well it does in the medical senses and that. But like our big thing would be we'd want to see, like a lot of the other states that we're in, we're running into, they were doing really good, our Delta 8, even in legal states where Delta 9 is medical or recreational, we still do very well, and actually our best store is in a medical state. But the fact that they think they can't go ahead and offer Delta 8 too if we're Delta 9, we want to be, hey, this plant has a lot to offer. Here's the different, it's almost like a whole lineup. It's like, well, what exactly are you looking to feel? You can already do that pretty good with traditional marijuana, but it's very psychoactive, where with your Delta 8, it can be a little less psychoactive. Delta 10, you can get that more of like a focus-y effect. So it's really kind of opening the doors to a couple different options, but we want to see kind of rolling all those all out as options. So it's like, here's everything, what did you want? Not specifically this kind or this kind. It's this plant has all this to offer. How can we help you?
So for the people that are your customers, mm-hmm. before you existed, were they largely buying illegally?
Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry, guys, but yes, they were. Unfortunately, that's what you have to do. And I think even like, I think back quite a ways, I know it was less people consuming then when it wasn't even like available in Michigan or Illinois. But now, especially with that, I mean, I grew up going up north every weekend. And now when you're up there, like almost everyone, because I talk about what I do for a living, and I always get, oh, well, that ain't, I know about that stuff, that don't do nothing. So there's also that stigma too of people that just are like, well, to get the real stuff, we got to drive to Michigan. So you have a lot of people, but we do have quite a few that'll convert. Then sometimes you'll get a crazy deal up there in Michigan because they have some crazy blowout sale or whatever. But it's like, that's still technically not legal here. So we do have a lot of people that are still like, A, this works. I might have to smoke a little more to get the same effect for some people. But still, the fact that it's legal, and if I get stopped, I got the receipt, I got the proof. Obviously, you can't be open intoxicant, but... So we do get a lot of people that are slowly working their way over this way.
I mean, what percentage of people, I guess, are, I don't want to use the hung up is probably the wrong word, but more worried about the legality versus the regulation and like where it comes from.
Sure.
I mean, how
that's a pretty good split, I would say, because I mean, especially we still get some people that'd be like, well, I tried your stuff and I really liked it, but now I found it for $20 at a gas station. So there's some people that aren't worried, but I would say for the most part, it's people that are that know the difference in product. Like, you know, especially if they compare, if you could compare them side by side, our job would be really easy because I think everyone would be coming here in Wisconsin right now. So we get a lot of people that'll kind of test the waters. They come in, well, you guys are a little more expensive, but when you explain, like, you're getting a pure product, so you might only need half of a joint or whatever it may be to get that same result. But we definitely get a lot of people that are trying to figure out the balance. And that's what's hard without regulation. It'd be so easy if we could kind of get to a bigger group of people, but it's really just word of mouth. We can't promote on social media. Everything gets shut down because it's about cannabis and sales of cannabis. So it is a lot of word of mouth, getting people in here and trying to network through our customers. And I think we do a really good job of that, but it'd be great to just see kind of a broader message of it is safe and we want to help you do it right. We don't want you coming in here just, what's gonna mess me up or whatever. Like, you know, that's why we don't sell just online, or we don't wholesale to like a gas. Like, we wanna know who's buying the product, what they're using it for, and help them know what they're getting into and helping them find that sweet spot and how to work it.
So when you look at, you from the Appleton area, so I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, all the billboards on 41 going north advertising for Michigan dispensaries, are people driving that far? I mean, is that, obviously they must think it's worth their money to be putting up those billboards.
Definitely. And I couldn't believe it actually, real quick. There was just a bust, I guess is what they call it, right? When they the cops take the picture and everything's on the table. And I just saw that in Marinette, so just north of here, it was a whole, it was like the table where you'd see like pounds of cocaine and stuff, and they're all, the cops are showing like what they did. And it was all packaged and legally bought product, but they had, for whatever reason, I don't know, I'm sure there was a legit reason, they had stopped a coach bus, and it was people going to the casino, and the casino was right next to the dispensary, so a lot of these people brought stuff to get bring it back. So, I mean, you run into a lot of this, like, it's just a crazy that you can buy it legally, but here you can't even, don't even bring it back or you could get in trouble. And I'm sorry, where'd you start with that?
Oh, I just, the billboards that are on 40.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just driving through there, it's like, that's a few hours. That's not just, you know, come on down.
And I think they do a good job. So, like, you'll see, they'll put out some crazy deals. So, they and, you know, I like to check out competition. And around here, there's not a lot that offer like we do, like with the flower jars or the selection. And we like to present this clean atmosphere. There's not a lot to look at around here. So I definitely, you know, my parents are only about a half hour from Michigan, the closest dispensary. So I always like to see, that's actually where we got the idea for the charcuterie board. And so I'll pick out their ideas, but they've always got some crazy sale, like 25% off everything today. So a lot of people will go there. And when I go there, you can see it's 95% Wisconsin plates, and the line's out the door. It's 2-hour wait, but we got to go there to get it. So unfortunately, there's still a lot of people that have to make that sacrifice of, yeah, it's not illegal, but I'm gonna head up there, get some stuff, come back.
So for some people, if they're gonna make that trip, and from what you've heard, are they more concerned about buying it legal, even if it's illegal to bring back?
Yeah, or is it, that's what it appeared to be. I mean, like, I can't remember the last time like I had to hit somebody up to buy something. You know, obviously in my college days or whatever, that was a thing because there was no anywhere legal to get this kind of a product. But I think it's just mainly knowing what's in it, you know, because there's still sources to get it. And, you know, there's a lot of farmers and stuff too that like, well, we don't talk about what we're growing back there type of stuff up north. And to know that it's got to be just, you know what you're getting. And that's what we really pride ourselves in with our own product. And that's kind of the aspect we're going for. Yeah, we could slash our prices, not have to make anything, which would relieve a lot of headaches. But A, we don't even know for sure what it is if we buy it somewhere else. And then B, it's just that quality, the quality's there. And if it's not, you talk to us. It's not, oh, somebody else's. So you definitely get a lot of people like, I want to know what I'm getting. I think it's the main reason they'll drive up there, knowing that they're coming back and it's illegal.
What is it? I mean, you talked about experience buying illegally when that was the only way to procure marijuana.
Yep.
Now you're in the parking lot of a mall next to like a fast food joint and, you know, a Domino's. And
right.
Does it feel like, I mean, is this the kind of place you would have driven to do a transaction and now you have a storefront?
It was definitely usually when it was dark out. And that was the thing, like, so when I quit smoking back in the day, because there was no edibles or stuff that I was aware of, it was all flower, so when it was smoke or no kind of marijuana, so then I kind of went back to drinking because I started to get paranoid. And, you know, you can look into it, you can see there's some people report paranoia. So when our stuff, when I tried it and I didn't get it, well, I didn't know if it was because it's a different cannabinoid in Delta-8 THC, or what was I actually getting back then, because there is no... It was, you know, a little Ziploc bag. Sometimes it was zipped all the way, sometimes it wasn't. You know, you really wonder, it's kind of scary to think about, like, what did I actually consume? And thankfully it wasn't like a 10 years straight of like buying every week and keeping, I mean, ingesting something all the time. It was a, you know, like a weekend thing, weekend treat or whatever. So, but it's still like, man, what did I do? Or who knows, you know, it's kind of crazy.
So here's a question that you may or may not want to answer, but sure. Could someone purchase something from your shop, mm-hmm. keep the receipt, purchase something across the border legally, and then use your receipt to show that, or to try and prove that it's legal?
They probably could, but it wouldn't work once it got tested, like if the officer was at all. So we definitely make sure that we got like a sticker that goes on as a seal, so you can tell if it was popped open. Now the officer probably wouldn't know that, obviously, because he might not know who we are, how we do things. We do let municipalities know and police organizations that we go to, we let them know ahead of time, like, hey, here's how we do it, why it's legal, that kind of stuff. But yeah, that would be a little bit of a something that you'd hope that people, and we also staple the bags shut, so like if you were to get stopped in Weston or like where our stores are, we have that good relationship with the police officers, so I feel like they would know, like, oh, that ain't from the dispensary, because we always, you leave here with a bag whether you like it or not. Some people, I don't need it, I'm going to use it for safety purposes. We're stapling the receipt. The moment you open it, you better not be in your car, because that could be considered an open intoxicant. So that, again, is where that information, getting that across to the customers, we're trying to keep that smart, if you will.
Have you had any issues with law enforcement?
No, and actually, I was really impressed. So when I first started here, I was like, I wonder what some other people think of this. And my main thing is, like, cops probably hate us. And like second weekend, and they were talking about how a county that we work in, an officer actually stopped in and said, hey, I appreciate what you guys are doing, because people are going to buy this either way, and I'd rather them know where it's coming from than be buying it on the streets. And then that's just kind of been the general mindset that I keep too, that's like, yeah, we are doing what I think is the right thing, especially when it is dosing it correctly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to add along the lines of what we've been talking about?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
Can I get you to say and spell your name and your title, just yep. so I have it correct on
yep.
tape?
So Bob Hickey, B-O-B. H-I-C-K-E-Y, Junior, and then Regional Manager of Northern Wisconsin.
That'd be the dispensary?
Yep, the dispensary, yep.
Okay. Let me give you my card.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Definitely.
I would